Seattle's number one pink-haired movie reviewer. Heard right here in Central Iowa. Gray Drake. Presented by The Diva Alchemist. Home of the needleless lip filler. On Ken, Kurt, and Tawny. On Star 102.5.
Before we talk about tarot, so I saw the story where because through Airbnb you can now stay overnight in the House from Up and also the X-Men mansion. And I just wondered, Gray, of all the movies, houses from the movies you've seen over the years, where would you like to spend the night at?
Why was my first thought the House from the Money Pit?
Really?
Oh. Before or after the renovation?
I know. What is wrong with me? Am I just so desperate to own a home?
Do you want your husband to walk in and see you halfway through a ceiling with your feet dangling?
Again?
Oh, no!
Money Pit.
Yeah, that's not the one I was expecting, but okay. All right. The Money Pit it is. Okay. And here's now a clip from the movie Tarot.
With this final card, your reading will start.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
Where did you find them?
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Nope. Okay. Hard pass. Nope.
Didn't know that rule.
Wimps. Yeah. Sorry that you had to watch this trailer, Kurt. There's a lot of jumpy jumps.
There were. It was very scary.
Sorry. But for the rest of you, this is a PG-13 scary movie, so it's a walk in the park.
Okay.
I love you, Gray.
I found that to be insulting, Gray.
Yeah, you should have. So this is a movie about the tarot deck. And fair warning, if you know about tarot, if you do readings, if you have knowledge about the cards, this movie's going to make you crazy because it's so wrong. Yeah, that's kind of the thing about tarot, is that it's definitely up to the reader's interpretation, a lot of the ways that the cards are seen and the way that even people deal the cards, blah, blah, blah. So, these kids are at an Airbnb, like you say, and they find a creepy basement, and in the creepy basement is a creepy tarot deck, and they break the number one rule of the tarot deck, which is to never use someone else's cards. Yeah, you know, I think that is a real rule. It just speaks to how individualized tarot readings are.
Okay.
You know, like I mentioned, this is really up to people's interpretation. And so I think that it's like, I don't actually know if that's a real thing, but that's definitely a thing in the movie because they are like, oh, we're so young and hot. We can do whatever we want. We have our whole lives ahead of us. And then all of a sudden they unleash an unspeakable evil in the tarot deck and history and the future is like, no, you can't. I'm going to crush you just like adulthood will later.
That's the part of the trailer I saw.
So this movie has some really incredible sequences in it. Like it's really visually cool. Was I ever scared? I will say no. But I do have a soft spot in my heart for horror movies that kind of harken back to, 90s ensemble horror things. This is the kind of the formula. A whole bunch of young, hot people get killed off slowly. That's cool.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And we still haven't learned not to go in the creepy basement, apparently. So,
right. Yeah. God, it's like, you know, and they do the thing like, hey, this door in our rental house is locked. Let's pick the lock. And it's like, no, that's where they keep the toilet paper, you jerk.
Now you know what to see and what to avoid. Gray Drake's Movie Reviews. Presented by The Diva Alchemist. Home of the needleless lip filler. On Ken, Kurt, and Tawny. On Star 102.5. Hear all her reviews on demand at star1025.com.